This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we're going to be visiting with the store manager of Sloan Implement Company in Carlinville, Greg McCallum. I connected with Greg through the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Ag Career Fair last month and thought it'd be a good opportunity to follow up and learn a little more about the business. Greg has been employed by Sloan's for over 30 years, and he says there's approximately 400 employees throughout all of the dealerships with some great opportunities for high school graduates. Greg, I think the best way to get started is to find out a little bit about you. How long have you been with the business, and just some information about yourself?
Hi, Katie. Thanks. Like she said, I am Greg McCallum, and I started with Sloan Implement Company back in 1985 as actually a setup man for just about 6 months. And then I moved to service technician for about 3 years, and from there to a service manager position for 12 years. And now I've been here at the store in Carlinville in the sales slash store manager role for about 16 years. I'm proud to have been a part of the Sloan team for almost 31 years now.
So it sounds like you've had some experience with just about every aspect of the business then.
That is true.
All right. Want to move into talking about Sloan's, maybe some history, if we could touch on anything you'd like to share with us, maybe how long Sloan's has been in business and what different locations you guys have.
Sure. Sloan started out in Assumption, Illinois, which is still the main office, in 1931. At that time, it was just a single-store dealership. In the mid-60s, Sloan's partnered with five other dealerships to form what was then called the Big Six. And from there, Sloan started purchasing other dealerships. As of right now, currently, Sloan has 20 dealerships, 13 in central Illinois, 2 in northwestern Illinois, and 5 in southwestern Wisconsin. So we have a total of 20. We have approximately 400 full-time employees between all of the dealerships. In 1993, Sloan's opened a company called Sloan Express, which is actually a catalog company offering alternatives for other brands of ag equipment, as well as some parts for John Deere equipment, but those parts come from suppliers other than John Deere. Sloan's is always looking for talented new people, and we're also happy to sponsor any graduating seniors into the John Deere Ag Tech programs, and those programs exist in both Illinois and Wisconsin.
Well, you definitely have some great things going there for the company. And I want to talk about the equipment that you guys have to offer, because Sloan's initially, I think, you know, the main thing that comes to mind is the John Deere, but you said you do have other brands available. So tell us a little bit about what all you guys have.
Sure. We have obviously a full line of John Deere ag equipments, combines, heads, tractors, tillage, all that kind of stuff. And same thing with the full line of John Deere lawn and garden equipment, from residential mowers to commercial mowers. We also have John Deere skid steer loaders and small ag compact utility tractors from John Deere. But we also handle Unverfirth grain carts and Unverfirth head carts, easy trail equipment, Ashland scrapers, Kuhn hay equipment, Mayrath augers, and Frontier equipment, which is actually, you know, a subsidiary of Deere, the Frontier equipment is, and we have a full line of Frontier equipment as well.
So that's, you know, most of those things you mentioned are production ag related, but you also have a good line of things for lawn care as well?
Sure. We handle all types of lawn and garden equipment, from riding mowers to commercial mowers to zero turn mowers, and basically everything in between for lawn care.
Definitely a great variety of equipment and products, it sounds like. Want to talk then more specifically about the Carlinville store, hours of operation, and when people can come and see you, and just anything you'd like to share with us about it.
Well, Katie, our hours are basically the same at all locations. We try to keep it consistent so that everybody understands or knows, you know, when they can go to any given store. Our normal business hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 7 to 12 on Saturdays. During the spring and fall, we extend those hours to 6 p.m. on weekdays during the week for the nights, and 3 p.m. on Saturdays, and also open at 6:30 instead of 7 o'clock. And then we are also open for parts on Sundays during the busy season from 9 to 12. Our mission statement is to do the very best job we can for our customers, and we try to focus on servicing what we sell and taking care of our customer needs.
And maybe a question that is not directly related to the products that you sell, but if someone would have a piece of John Deere equipment and they'd want to bring it to you to be serviced, do you work on pieces of equipment in that sort of way, or?
Absolutely. We have a full service shop with trained John Deere service technicians, and we're ready to repair anything that, you know, needs to be repaired. And we do even repair some stuff that's not John Deere.
Okay, and just with it being high school graduation time, you had mentioned the John Deere program. If any students would be interested in learning more about that, is that something that they could come to the store and talk with someone about?
Yes, they can. We try to set up and have this at career fairs and for the guidance counselors, and we just sent out a mailer to the ag teachers and the guidance counselors at basically all the local schools. And if they need information, though, they're welcome to call me or stop in, and we can get them hooked up, and they can go take a look and see if it's something they're interested in. The Ag Tech program here in Illinois is over at Lakeland College in Mattoon is where it's located.
Store manager for Sloan Implement Company in Carlinville, Greg McCallum. And we'll have more farm news after these messages. The Illinois Products Farmers Market is reopening to the public tomorrow. This is the ninth year for the market, and the Illinois Department of Ag says last year the night market made itself known as a happy hour destination with live entertainment on the Lincoln Stage, Illinois wine and beer, various food trucks, fresh Illinois produce, and Illinois-made products. The farmers market will be held every Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield at the Shed, which is across from Lincoln Stage, and parking is free. Lincolnland Community College will be expanding on the Department of Ag's Farm to Table initiative. The school's Culinary Institute will be on hand the first and second Thursdays of every month to perform cooking demonstrations. Also new this year, the Illinois Products Farmers Market is helping to raise awareness about important community services and events. Various theme nights throughout the market season will help educate the public about making a difference in their community. Also returning this year will be the title sponsor, Springfield Clinic. All season long, market goers will have access to various specialists in diet and nutrition, sports medicine, women's health, cardiology, audiology, dermatology, orthopedics, and many more. All products sold at the Illinois Products Farmers Market are processed, produced, and packaged by a vendor within the state of Illinois. And if you're interested in participating as a vendor at the market, applications can be found online at the Illinois Department of Ag's website. And a friendly reminder that May is National Beef Month, and we are still going to be giving away those beef certificates from our friends at the Central Illinois Livestock Association. We have five $20 beef certificates to give away, and to enter the drawing, all you have to do is send us an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, put the word beef in the subject line, and include your name and phone number in the message of the email. We are accepting entries until Monday, May 23rd. And the winners will be drawn at random, and we will notify you if you've won. Only one entry per person. And for a full listing of the contest rules, you can visit our website, WSMIradio.com. And again, to enter the contest, send us an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com. Enter the word beef in the subject line and include your name and phone number in the message of the email. And since it's National Beef Month, I'm providing random facts and information about the beef industry. And today's fact is that the average gestation period, or length of pregnancy for a cow, is 283 days, or around 9 months. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.